Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops. We're back, baby. After I think a 3-week hiatus, where a lot of things happened. I got fucking sick as fuck with COVID. That thing is real. Don't muck around with it, kids. Get vaccinated. Wear your masks. Do whatever you need to.
Or get sick.
It wasn't pleasant though. It was highly unpleasant.
Mm.
And I'm joined by Morten Paragon.
Yes, sir.
But no Ray Carney, who is back from Turkey, but he was a little tired.
Is he fighting ISIS?
ISIS. Nah, he's fucking...
Can't spell ISIS, can he?
He's one of the idiot. ISIS brides. That's why he went over there. He was converted.
The man's an idiot.
Oh, he's got a long way to go before he's an idiot. So anyway, we're back, and let's see how it goes.
If you're here with us right now, you're one of the real ones.
Yeah.
After a 3-week unannounced break, hiatus.
Hiatus. Retooling.
Hiatus hernia. If you're still here, you're one of the real ones. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Geez, that guitar's got some meat to it, hasn't
it? It's got chunks.
It's the meat in the stew.
It's got solid chunks and a little bit of carrot on the side.
Oh. Mate. Did you ever read Viz magazine?
I'm a little bit, yeah.
A little bit familiar?
Yeah.
They just did a lot of... They had recurring characters like the Fat Slags and Ace 8.
That's the name of my first band.
Yeah. Sid the Sexist and those guys. Oh, and... And Spoilt Bastard, who was my favourite. He was fucking fantastic. But they had this guy called Norbert Colin, and he was he was based on Scrooge, and he was the biggest tight arse you ever met in the like the 19th century London. And someone vomited on the sidewalk, and he was walking past. He said, "That's a waste of good carrots," and he got down there and started eating them. That's Norbert Colin. Look it up, kids. Norbert Colin.
I've been itching to talk about topic one.
Okay.
Itching.
Is it a balls out flop or we just let's just fly through this?
It's origin, man.
State of orgasm.
I mean, I can give you my flops, I can give you my balls, or we can do origin.
Let's do origin. Just
let's
go.
Do origin. What the fuck happened here? I said to you,
you did.
L. Floyd, in the lead up to this game, this is a classic Queensland ambush game coming.
Yeah.
No Munster, got their asses kicked in game two, but it's in Queensland. This reminded me, and when they brought back a drunk Alfie Langer from England back in the day, this was just an ambush. Somehow I don't think anyone in New South Wales thought that was going to happen, as in the squad.
Insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
How the fuck could you not think that that was going to take place?
It's just coming. Mm. It's coming at you hard.
Oh,
you, my friend, I haven't seen you as excited as probably in a decade as you were in the first 6 to 7 minutes of that game.
Ah, yeah, come on.
Was it everyone tackling with their head?
Yeah, that was fucking insane. It was like a bomb went off. There was just fucking bodies all over the ground.
They lost their minds.
Yeah,
they forgot how to tackle.
They've been listening to the podcast.
They just want to kill each other.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
It was pretty damn good, man. Mm. It was not bad at all. We had 3 concussions, including your special boy.
Yeah, Cam.
Cam Murray. He copped it.
Yep. It's a bit warm, isn't it?
It's freaking unbelievable in here.
For those of you who don't know, it's a Wednesday evening in Sydney, and it's actually quite cold. It's like 6 or 8 degrees where we are.
What about this, Floyd? Over the 3 games, New South Wales scored 66 points and Queensland scored 50.
Yeah, that's fucking insane, eh? What a stat.
They won the fucking series quite easily.
Yeah. So what is it then? What do you put it down to?
They want it more.
They want it more. I've heard a few of the WAGs, the local local NRL pundits saying that Queensland players want to play for Queensland more than anything else in their career.
I think so.
Yeah.
Ben Hunt would be a good example of that. He is now legend status.
How the fuck did he do that? Cherry Evans is in the best form of his career.
They play harder, Queensland, but they also, tactically, they shat on them. Now, you got Fitlow, who's quite an experienced coach at this stage.
Yeah.
But they just kicked him off the park.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We could run into each other for the whole second half as well, or we could just turn you around time after time early in the tackle count and just smash you and wait for a mistake. That's what they did. Pretty smart. At some stage, there were two things we had real beef with. Your one, I totally agree, is when they went to 12 each.
Yeah, bring on Cookie. That's when you bring on Cookie, right?
There was no Cookie.
What was it? It was like, it was a good way into the game. It was like 50 minutes or something.
And they just, you know, wouldn't you bring...
That's when you bring your fastest guy, your nippiest player in.
Nah. And if I'm getting pinned down for the whole second half in my half, at some stage I'm probably just going to give the ball to Matt Burton and say, Matt, just kick the shit out of it.
Yeah, boot the fuckery out of it.
And get us down the other end. There was a solid 20 minutes in the second half when New South Wales couldn't make it over halfway.
Yeah.
They just got pinned and they just waited for those mistakes. And probably, I think it was a top five origin meltdown was Stephen Crichton's pass.
Ah, oh, fucking hell, yeah.
That was...
Yeah, he was up there with some of the fucking biggest goofs, wasn't he?
Absolutely shat it.
Too much Penrith, mate. Too much.
He just lost his mind.
Yeah.
He just too... First two tries for Queensland were both Daniel Tupu.
Mm.
He got driven back in goal, running like ridiculous giraffe.
Yeah.
And then he drops that stupid kick that he didn't even have to touch. And that was 12 points in the first half.
Yeah, yeah.
Crichton lost his mind. Luai's throwing cutout balls to ghosts.
And Cleary isn't that good. He can be, but, I mean, in Origin, the only thing he did good in Origin 2 was in the last, like, 20 minutes when the fucking game was won. Too many Penrith boys, mate. Luai was useless.
He was hopeless.
Get rid of Luai, get rid of Crichton. Why didn't Whiten play?
At least on the bench, give us something. Someone to come on and run the bloody thing.
Whiten for Crichton. I mean, it's obviously the glaring omissions of Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic.
Yep. I think Freddie should have needed to weave some magic after that first Latrell game and convince him to play.
Yeah.
Because, my God, they needed him.
Yeah.
Is this the Kalen Ponga redemption game?
Well, yeah, I think so. He played really well, didn't he?
Killed it.
Well, he shows what he can do behind a fucking decent pack.
Yeah, definitely. My God, they've got some good young players.
Yeah.
Carrigan.
Love him.
Jeremiah Nanai is 19, man.
Is he 19?
How good's this kid?
Fuck.
He's kicking ass already.
Yeah.
He's just a beast, man, and it will be for a long time. Tino played shit in the first two.
Tino for Asasula Maui.
But played strong and held Matt Burton while Gagai punched the shit.
Haven't seen that for a while. Haven't seen the old hold and hit for, you know.
Yeah. Tom Gilbert. How good are these young Cowboys forwards?
Yeah, fucking oath.
Mate, I was watching the Cowboys against the Broncos a couple of weeks ago. They are a very good team and a very good young team.
How good was Dearden?
Mate, classic Origin, wasn't it? Like, he's put Dearden in there and it works.
Yeah.
If he was playing for New South Wales, he would have got killed.
Yeah, exactly.
he would have got killed, man. Fucking, yeah.
So, yeah, New South Wales made some huge errors in selection and fucking Fittler, ex-Panther, and Alexander... Picking the team, you got five Panthers in there?
Not more, yeah.
And they fucked it. Yeah. I really think that they fucked it.
Hey, Teddy was playing like in an undermanned Roosters team. He was trying to do everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Daniel Tupou, three poo, never again.
Four poo, gone. Like, yeah.
He's stamped. Never again.
Yeah, never to play Origin again.
Burton 5'8 next year.
Yep.
Latrell in the centres.
Yep.
Turbo in the centres.
Yeah.
That's a better lineup.
Yeah, and then Whiten.
Adokar back on the wing, probably.
Adokar on the wing for Tupu.
If you're doing the RP cookie thing, you got to do it properly.
Yeah.
Not just play one and then play the other.
Yeah, you got to use cookie at the right time.
Get it mixed a bit. Talakai.
Oh, fuck.
We killed Talakai in this series.
Mate.
We killed Katoni Staggs in this series.
If there ever
Poor bastards. They're never coming back.
Yeah. there ever was an argument to fucking keep Roe versus Wade, it was fucking Talakai.
So we played Talakai instead of Whiten.
Mm. Yeah, that was insane, right? Is that because
for a number of reasons, and I'm not the biggest Whiten fan, as you know, but that was nuts. Yeah, either. But that was nuts.
Mm.
You got an experienced player who was the best player for New South Wales in game one.
Yeah.
And you got Talakai.
And you got Talakai. But they're saying Whiten was the Rona virus, right?
I don't fucking know, man. I just...
But anyway, do you see Freddie after the game? He looked like he had fucking cancer.
Yeah, well...
He was ashen.
He was. And I'm hearing very strong mail he's going to end up coaching the Bulldogs.
Mm. How do you feel about that?
It makes sense with the whole... I mean, Gus coached Freddie as a kid.
Yeah.
They've known each other since Freddie's like 16.
Connection-wise, it makes sense.
Connection-wise, it makes
sense. Coach-wise, does it make sense? We talked about this, and you said that he has the capacity to bring players over with him.
He does. I think players will sign with him.
Yeah, but he can't be a New South Wales coach either.
But then I guess that's Gus's job, isn't it? We don't need two of those guys.
Yeah.
He might not want to be New South Wales coach after that.
Yeah. That's fucking for sure.
Well done to Queensland, but man. And up, I'm giving them my balls out. Like, that's just a balls out performance. Yeah. They steeled themselves. They played harder, but they also played smarter. They played much smarter, man. It was just complete balls out.
I can't believe, that spirit that they always talk about, you know, that fucking.
It's real.
Yeah, it's real. And it lasts 80 minutes.
It's real.
I thought it's good for about 20, but no.
Did you see Slater in the coach's box?
Yeah.
He was riding that shit, man. Oh, yeah. It's real. Yeah. And they've got Thurston there now. They got Cameron Smith there around these guys. They got Nate Miles to shit in people's shoes. It's all good, man. Like, they've got that. It's a strong culture. They got a really strong culture, man.
I told you my story about Nate Miles and the Coogee tranny.
You did, allegedly.
Yeah, alleged. Except I saw it.
Balls out, Queensland.
Yeah, fucking oath. They deserved it. And New South Wales. Well, you better get your shit together for next year.
Get it together.
Get it together. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, the Rugby League Rock and Roll Podcast.
Friday night, 6 o'clock, my favourite time for football, and second favourite team for this year, the Sharks, 26, Tractors, 12. Come on, where's the love for the Sharks?
A lot of Tractors players missing.
Fair enough.
A hell of a lot.
You mean like Din and Valentine Holmes and Jeremiah Nanoi, those guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 6 guys out.
Sharks play Penrith this week, which is interesting.
That'll be good.
At Penrith. So that'll be an acid test.
Yeah.
That's the acid test. Penrith rested their whole squad this week. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested in this Sharks-Penrith thing. This week's footy's good.
Yeah.
Some great games this week.
I agree.
So 5 in a row for the Sharks.
Yeah.
They've been pretty good since Magic Round, actually. They're now basically equal with the Tractors in second place.
Yeah.
So these two teams. Now, interestingly...
Mm.
With the Pappenhausen injury,
yeah,
it's really Penrith, Daylight, and then I'd put these two teams almost level with Melbourne now.
Yep.
When it gets to the semis, because that Pappenhausen injury to me is pivotal for the whole comp. That's opened up a lot of doors, man.
Yeah,
I think that's. I mean,
did you see that happen?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Busted kneecap. Fuck.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
I was kind of hoping it was because we played him this week. But, you know, you don't want to see a kid go through that.
IRA used to always shoot people in the knee. They used to kneecap people. Mm. They'd shoot you in the knee.
Yeah.
Like, that's just unnecessary, isn't it?
It is. Like, it is unnecessary.
One in the calf, maybe. In the knee. That's
fucking hell. Yeah, that's it. Calf you can get away with.
Mm. Jesse Ramian.
Mm.
Is he good?
He is good, yeah. He's always in position. He's fast.
Damn, it's hard to tackle this prick.
And he is hard to tackle.
I still think, you know, Cronulla, I take your point, obviously, track, there's a lot of guys out, but I think the one thing Cronulla's got is depth.
Yeah.
They got a squad, man. They got 20 first graders there.
Connor Tracy's been actually really good for them.
He's a good football player.
He was a half, played a couple of games for the Sharks, got injured. South signed him, got injured straight away, like fucking first New South Wales Cup match, did his knee. 2 years in a row, he did his knee, and we rehabbed him, and then he came, played for us off the bench, in and out for a year, did quite well, and then went back to the Sharks.
Now, while we're on the Sharks.
While we're on them.
Got some news. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting it in here now, because it's a Sharks.
Just had a drink.
A Sharks, former Sharks player, and former absolute favourite of the pod, Joshua Dugan.
Oh, what's he up to?
Dude, well, I'm glad you asked. Mm. So, this is a couple of weeks old now.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Allow me to read you a short article from the Sunday paper, I think last two Sundays ago. You jump in whenever you got any questions.
Okay.
Or just statements. I reckon when I get to the third word, you'll have a start. Former NRL star.
Yeah.
Josh Dugan.
Point of order.
Has been fined $900 for... All right, we'll do a fill in the blanks. What do you get fined $900 for?
Eating cereal while driving with his feet.
Close enough. Drink driving.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Dugan, 32. Fuck, he's lived a hard 32 years.
Jesus.
Like, we've known certain young ladies in our time, and we've said when she's 30... she's going to look 60.
Yeah,
she's
just
living hard and fast.
30, 60, we used to call them.
And, yeah, it's the hardest kick in the game.
Yeah, it is. And not many chicks are getting it. Let me tell you.
And we respect it to a point. Anyway, hard yards for 32 years, Dukes. Mm. I wonder what an old Dukes of all.
You know. Have you seen his old man?
Yeah.
Come on. That's straight out of fucking Lord of the Rings.
Dugan, 32. Pleaded guilty to a charge of mid-range drink driving when he appeared in Sutherland local court. The former Sharks player turned concreter.
What? Turned concreter.
Now, wasn't he playing country football?
Yeah.
Now he's a concreter.
Now he's a concreter. Well, you know, he's a Renaissance man. He wears many hats.
I got my driveway done last year. Could you imagine? I mean, you've seen me when an ex-NRL player does some work for me.
I have, and you just fucking lose your shit.
Like, Greg Eastwood delivered my fridge.
Yeah, and that, but he,
my
he
favorite is your player, favorite player. He's my favorite player. That was a moment.
That's like Sam Burgess delivering my baby.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And then...
I took a sock off.
What about if Dugs turns up? Do you drive? Are you thrilled or are you worried?
I know, you're thrilled. You've got to be thrilled.
You getting him to sign it?
Yeah, absolutely. Get into one of those fucking face plants in it, like two hands in it, the Hollywood driveway.
That'd probably
labels.
Be better, because if he has to sign it, he has to know how to spell it.
Yeah, no way.
Turned concreter, retired from the NRL last year after his contract was terminated when he breached the club's COVID policies. Dugan was spotted by police driving a blue Ford Ranger at Caringbah about 3:20 a.m.,
oh, Jesus.
With no headlights on.
Yep. That's him.
After a positive breath test, Dugan said he had been drinking from 5:30. Now, is he going concreting the next day?
I'd say so.
Until 2 a.m., but could not recall how many beverages he consumed.
So that's that 15 hours of drinking?
No, 5:30 p.m. So he's just put in a solid 9 hours.
Solid 9 hours. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
He said he did drink a combination of beers, vodka, and orange juice, and vodka, and lemonade. He likes a bit of
vodka,
sweetness in there.
Orange juice, vodka, and lemonade.
Fine, 900, banned from driving for 3 months. So what, they picking him up now for the concreting?
Yeah.
He's that guy that you have to fucking pick up.
Yeah, he's the one.
I lost my license, lad. Yeah. Can you pick me up before I go to fucking Morton's driveway?
Can I tell you a story about one of my mates that was, he had a painting company, great guy, and this guy was a sex maniac, absolute fucking sex maniac.
Good.
But yeah, but to the point where you're just going to fuck that, some of the things he did, right?
Is this your mate who used to get the chick to piss on him on the beach?
No, that was my boss. That was my ex-boss. That was Brownie.
We'll leave that later. Continue.
Well, he saw a plane crash. Well, I'll follow that. Let's follow that thread. We were talking about plane crashes, and he said, I saw a plane crash. I said, really, what fucking happened? He said, I was down San Susie. My wife was pissing on me on the beach. And I said, what's this fucking plane? Crash into the ocean. That was Brownie. Shout out to Brownie if you're still alive. I don't think you're alive.
Kudos to you. Yeah. He would have lived a hard 32.
Yeah. But this Greek guy, he lost his license because of speeding. He was just a fucking animal on the road. He had like a really, really wealthy. His father handed him down this really successful painting company.
Keep going while I take my pants off. It's hot in here.
Yeah. And I'll turn the heat off in a minute.
What? Because I took my pants off?
Yes, please. So he got one of my mates to drive for him, pay one of my mates to drive him around.
Yep.
And so he'd drive him to a work site, then take him to a brothel. This was like, he'd visit three brothels a day.
Is this Ray Kaniakis?
Yes, it is.
It really sounds like
it. It does sound like Kani. And so he starts reading Ryball magazine.
Good.
Do you know Ryball?
Yes.
Yeah, you know Ryball. Mm. So those of you who don't know Ryball, it was an old Aussie sex mag where they Xeroxed Euro mags, and then they wrote their own Aussie stories to them. And they Xeroxed them so much that they became discolored. And I'd read so much as a kid that I thought women's clunges were green. They were Xeroxed so fucking badly, right? The first clunge, I saw, this is green? Is there something wrong with you?
You still love Hulk movies.
I do.
Anything with the Hulk, yeah. You're all over it.
Man, big Hulk fan.
You love it.
Yeah, there's a connection there for sure. So my mate is reading Ryball magazines, and he's going to see these women that are advertising in Ryballs to fuck for free. And so my other mate drives him. They said, fucking drive. And he said, ride out fucking past Windsor. You know, they're from Aruba. They're driving out, what, 2 hours out to fucking Windsor to see this chick. And there's a shack there.
A love shack.
A love shack. And there's all these fucking Harley Davidsons parked out the front. And my mate says to the guy that's to the painter, he goes, you're surely not going in. He goes, yeah, of course I am. And so he goes, but you're coming with me. He said, I'm not paying you unless you come with me. So they both go in, and there's all these fucking bikies, and they knock on the door, and there's all these bikies sitting there drinking, fucking shooting up, doing whatever, and they just look at him, and they go, she's in there. And so my mate, one mate goes off, and he's fucking this chick, and the other one's just sitting there with all these bikies fucking shooting up around him, and they're just all looking at him. And then he comes out to him and goes, okay, we're going.
That's a good day.
Yeah. I can't remember what that was connected to, though.
No, I've got no idea.
Was it Dougs? It was something about Dougs.
Something about Dougs.
Yeah. All right.
Dougs. Well, that was our summary of the Cronulla game.
Okay.
Well done. Eels, 28. Warriors, 18. I don't know. The Warriors suck.
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
How long can you fucking stick with old Shawnee boy?
Yeah. What about the Warriors Tigers game? Their homecoming. That was that was a good afternoon.
That was good.
It almost brought a tear to the eye.
Yeah,
not really. So they've dropped Reece Walsh this week.
Have they?
Yes,
he signed with the Bronx.
Mm. Sean Johnson, worst signing of the year.
John Shawnson.
Yeah, fucking horrible. Story.
Yeah,
absolutely horrible.
I just don't get it.
Nah, and then the Eels are 11-6. They're coming sixth. We know they're good. It's the first time they've won two games straight for 3 months.
Yeah
that's so fucking inconsistent. On the upside, there's an upside and a downside, Eels fan. Upside, Maker Sivo is starting to look like Maker Sivo.
Upside is there's been death threats to
Mitchell Moses.
Mitchell Moses.
Two young men from Greenacre were arrested.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
16 years old.
You're kidding.
Yep. So that's the upside. Sivo's starting to look good.
Yeah.
Downside, how the hell do you let Isaiah Papali'i walk to the Tigers? He's a good player.
He's unreal, man.
He's such a good player.
I told you about him, didn't I? That
fuck.
That
he's consistent too.
I saw him play, and I saw his mum play the game before him.
How'd she go?
She went good.
Good.
Yeah, she was playing for New Zealand women's side. Mm. And then he ran out to play for the Warriors. Because he played for the Warriors. I can't remember. Yeah, he was a Warrior, I think. And she gave him a kiss.
He was?
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yeah. And then what about Brad Arthur, their fucking coach?
Well, you reckon his agent's shopping him around?
Yeah. But does he remind you when he sits there with his fucking hood on? This is who he reminds me of. I don't know if you would know. I don't know why this isn't connected. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah. Yep. Do some music. No, I'm doing this. We're doing this. Okay.
Fuck. Technical difficulties.
That's all right. Kippy for my bunghole.
I like it so far.
Excuse me, young brother. This May we it. Ask you a question?
Are you threatening me? Nay, my bunghole will ask the questions. Why do I not use kippy for my peepee?
The beloved always did like riddles.
You will beloved my bunghole. For I am the great cornholio. I need kippy for my bunghole.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Bradley Arthur.
Brad Arthur, that was a post-match conference. So it was worth it.
Who are they shopping him to?
Dogs, apparently. Dogs? Yeah. That's what I heard.
He's boring.
He's cornholio. He needs teepee for his peepee.
He's fucking boring. Eels played Broncos this week.
That'll be good.
That's a good game.
Mm.
Warriors at the Raiders, they'll get thumped.
Yeah.
I would presume.
Absolutely. All right, so let's just have a little break. I'm going to turn the heating off.
Thank God.
Round, round, fuck around, I fuck around.
Yeah,
fuck around, round, round, I fuck around. I fuck around.
Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me. Those fuckers and me are getting fucking known. Yeah, the fuckheads know, so fucking leave us alone. I fuck around.
Roosters 54, Saints 26.
Yeah.
This was something. There's a lot in this. We had 9 tries to 4.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Roosters scored 7 tries in the second half. It was like they were losing at halftime.
Yep.
They were down 14-12. They'd lost 4 in a row before this. Then they put on a half century. You had Joey Manu kicking ass. Like 200 metres, 15 tackle breaks.
Yeah, he was something else.
But then he does the fake injury thing.
That was fucked. Come on, that's
they're
fucking
trying to
ridiculous.
Whitewash his shit now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the cramp for a second.
Yeah. That's really poor sportsmanship.
Could you imagine that beetroot-faced dickhead Trent Robinson if someone did that to the Roosters?
Yeah, exactly.
We get to a final and someone, like, you know, holds their leg and then starts running.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd want an investigation because if you could take your mind back to last year when Latrell accidentally hit Manu in the head and the shit he was saying about the refs, calling them clowns and saying it was a circus out there, you know, all that shit he said and that made fucking Latrell miss the grand final, he, you know...
Now,
come on.
I think Manu is getting into that top level of a player in the NRL.
He's elite, man. That cunt's elite.
A great player.
And Luke Keary's back this week.
Yes.
So.
Like, this guy can play it, right?
Where do you put him?
He's almost wasted in the centres, isn't he? Every time Teddy's out and they play him fullback, he's good.
Yeah.
Every time Keary or Walker's out and he plays 5'8", he's good.
He's better.
Yeah. He needs to get more ball.
Yeah.
If you're playing the Roosters and he's at 5'8", you're worried because he can do it all.
Yeah.
Including he can just tear you apart if he's running.
Yeah.
And he can fake an injury. So, fucking flop, Manu.
Mm.
You're my flop.
Yeah.
You get the flop.
You big flop.
You fucking, you know, 1 minute.
You don't need to do that. That's the thing. They had the fucking game wrapped up.
1 minute, I'm looking at you. I'm like, Michael Corleone.
Mm.
And the next minute, I'm looking at you, Fredo.
Fredo.
That's how quick it was.
I'll take you out in the boat and shoot you. Mm.
You know what? You know what Fredo's dad said about him. Yeah,
yeah. he's not right for the business.
That's it. Is while we're on the Godfather, is leave the gun, take the cannoli after they kill Paulie. Is that one of the greatest lines in cinematic history?
Yeah, it's a great line.
Leave the gun,
take the cannoli.
Take the cannoli.
Yeah, you got to take the cannoli.
Fuck.
I love that.
It's just...
Clemenza. I watched it again.
Clemenza.
Clemenza's the man.
Kills it.
He's fucking unreal in that.
I'd say it's a top thrower.
Mm. Oh, fuck yeah.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. If you haven't watched Godfather in a while, if you haven't watched The Godfather, I got no words.
Yeah, it's a cinematic masterpiece. As I've said the last fucking five podcasts.
50 years anniversary. Get on it.
Mm.
Roosters also had a debutante. A young whippersnapper named Matthew Lodge.
Oh, that's right.
Got a run.
Fat fuck.
I don't even think the Roosters fans are happy about this shit. This is pretty fucking dire. Like,
I tell you what.
That guy?
Yeah. And they let Saluka Fifita go back to us.
Yes.
I bet they could use him now. Because they lost. Who they lose? Takiaho.
They got Tupanua. Yeah, but I'd
be worried. Lost two big forwards, right?
I'd be worried about culture, bringing that guy in.
Culture?
As in, he will fucking destroy it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He's just...
And he's not fooling anyone with that fucking comb over. All right? He looked like Elmer fucking Fudd on roids.
Horseshoe... We'd respect.
Horseshoe, like I said.
But a comb over.
Nice fucking clean crop cut horseshoe. Good domestic violence look.
And right. you already got the violence.
Yeah, exactly.
You got that. So all you need is the horseshoe. So, I don't know. They looked good. But Saints, fuck me, like this team. They're just...
Zach Lomax. What is he, man?
I thought he was going to be a really good player a few years ago.
Yeah.
He's just a moron.
He does some good shit, but he does some really stupid, selfish shit.
For any NBA fans, he's the Karl Anthony Towns of the NRL. He's like a talented guy, but he's just a dumb fuck.
He does stupid shit. No look passes.
Fucking moron.
Flick passes on the first tackle.
Doesn't even know who to bait.
In the red zone.
Go, like, G's up guys like Tyson Frizzell.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who wants to fight Tyson Frizzell? Like,
no one.
What the fuck? Lomax, moron. You get the moron of the week.
Moron of the week.
You're fucking in the running for prick of the week.
Yeah.
And also player of the week.
Elite. Which is
quite elite when you think about it. Now, the Roosters are ninth.
Yeah.
And the Raiders, the Roosters and the Raiders are both 2 points out of the eight.
Yep.
Can they make, Manly's coming eighth. Can they make this? Can they both of them make it?
Well, it depends on their run, right? I mean,
depends on their run.
Souths are coming seventh.
Yes.
And we play the top four in the next five games. So.
Eels? Like Panthers, Cowboys, Sharks, they're going nowhere. Storm will be there.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. Storm may drop out.
Yeah, maybe.
They're looking. I guess you can't write off.
They'll still win enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. W8.
Fall in a heave. Yeah, it's tough.
It's gonna be interesting. The last few rounds, regular rounds are going to be like semis for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And I think South, I'd throw South in there with that too.
100%.
All right, let's skip along.
Manly. I enjoyed this game. This is fucking good. 42-12 against the Knights.
Yeah.
But I'm watching this game and I'm just, there's 7 tries to 2. Manly score 5 in the second half.
Yeah.
They won nearly every game at Brookvale this year.
Yeah, that's good.
But this is just an entertaining team, man. Like, they're actually good to watch.
Well, Cherry Evans, I think, is in career best form.
How about that pass? That no look near the end.
Oh,
that one where they went blindside.
Sublime.
And he just does the no. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
and his kicking game was really good, man.
Super confident.
Yeah.
Why is he kicking goals, not Garrick?
Yeah, it's a good question.
They got DCE. They got Ola Kawatu. He's got to be one of the best young forwards in the game.
Yeah.
He's
a fucking beast.
Holy fuck. When he got injured, he was standing beside the trainer.
Yeah.
He is a predator, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's huge.
Do you see that a lot of the big Pacific Island boys and some of the indigenous boys have got numbers tattooed on their legs?
Mm.
Yeah. I thought it was the year they were born, but actually it's their fucking weight in kilos. Ola Kawatu was like fucking 2000. And 2, I believe.
He's going to struggle to keep it down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Kohler in the centres. You seen
Kohler, he's really good.
He's a good player.
He's very good.
You name a boy, Lachlan Croker, I've always liked him at hooker. Schuster will come good at some point.
Yeah.
Walker's good off the bench, but he's pissing off. But, mate, they're an entertaining team.
Yeah, they're good to watch.
They're a good fun team.
They're actually good to watch. And they always cut to Desi in his $2 wig. That's always good.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're playing good footy. Manly a team worth watching. They've got some good value in it.
Even without their talisman. Even Kieran Foran, too, actually.
He's playing well.
He's playing some good football.
Well, everyone's saying, he's going up the Titans there. Word is, he's going for the money.
Word.
But the word, he obviously would stay at Manly if he could.
Yes.
Yeah. Just haven't got the money to offer him because they got all these young players. But right?
doesn't Schuster want to play 5'8" or he's going?
Yeah, and I mean, it's Manly's interest to move on at some point, right?
Yeah.
But if Foran had his way, he'd stay at Manly. I mean, yeah. It's the only place he's ever been good. He sucked at Para, sucked at the Bulldogs. He started his career at Manly, and his part of his career has been good too.
Mm.
Adam O'Brien.
Oof, Jesus.
Now, this is an angry man. His press conference...
Bit of a sook, actually.
...was some incoherent shit. We know a few Knights fans.
Yeah.
They're more worried about the press conference than the fucking game. This guy...
Yeah, he's unhinged, right?
And he's such a bad communicator. Like, he's just fucking awful.
Did you see when he punched the fan?
Punched the fan on the way.
That's always good.
$10 fan.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to smash something? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Smash something worth something.
What about the glass at the front? Mm, bang.
Can't punch that. Have you seen it?
Wall.
Wall. Wall's good. Desi knocks the door off her hinges.
Assistant coach.
I heard, bang. You know when Desi slams that door and it comes off its hinges?
Mm.
I heard they actually had someone come in. He sent someone down there to loosen it up.
I might have told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate, they came off too easy. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
This is a fucking myth, Adam O'Brien.
Yeah.
They've got worse.
There's a lot of myths in it.
They are
what,
shit.
What is the deal with some shit? We got some shit coaches. What is that?
It's this whole coaching tree shit.
Mm.
He's going to be good because he coached under this bloke.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
But it's all, you know, he's very knowledgeable. He does this, he does
defensive
that.
Defensive coach,
this.
Right? The defense is fucking appalling.
It's fucking, yeah.
Now, defense is essentially effort.
Mm.
Like 90% of defense is effort.
Look at Queensland.
Yeah. And he's a defensive coach. They can't.
It don't add up.
They got nothing. Now, Ponga's hot and cold, man, but he had a great Origin game, and they lost 42-12. If Ponga wasn't playing in this game, they would have lost about 82-12.
Yeah.
He saved about 5 tries.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which is unlike him.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking,
accidentally was in the right place at the right time.
He was
time.
All over the place. I think he still thought he was playing for Queensland. He probably had a concussion. Didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Wondered why Cherry Evans was on the other team. Yeah. But... You take him out of this game, fuck, mate.
Yeah.
They're abysmal. They're chasing a couple of one of those hot Pommy halfbacks at the moment.
Oh, really?
Newcastle.
Yeah.
They're mad on. There's two young Pommy halfbacks, and they're throwing their hat in the ring for both of them, I think.
Well, for our UK listeners, send us some names.
They've won 5 games all year in Newcastle.
Yeah, that is true. And how many did they win last year?
There
wouldn't have been
much.
More. It was like 3 or something.
So Manly, I like... Knights, man, they've gone from bad to worse.
Gone from, yeah, but...
When he started talking about 2 decades of bad culture and I can't turn this around a few weeks ago, Adam O'Brien.
Yeah, that was like, that's your last excuse in the excuse barrel.
You've lost a fan, Adam.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, a $10 one.
Ooh.
Wrong button.
Whatever.
We're not match fit, people.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Follow us on Twitter at Balls Out No Flops at Out Flops.
Titans 12, Broncos 16. This was just like an Origin fucking hangover game, this thing. Mm. Like, honestly. It was like...
Yeah.
Does anyone in Queensland give a shit 3 days after Origin?
No, that's true.
Why do they have this game after Origin?
Yeah.
You have like the Queensland Derby. You a Derby or a Derby?
Well, it depends on my mood.
Dubai.
Dubai. Yeah. Bidet. Bid it.
Why would you fucking put this game on?
Derby. I'm a Derby man.
The 2 Queensland teams. Let's play them the week after Origin.
Look, they still had a good crowd.
I know, but come on, man. Yeah. You want everyone fit and firing. Like, even if the Titans are shit, which they are, they've won 3 games all year. But you know they're going to get up for this game, or at least their version of up.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of,
they have it, Adam Reynolds.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's number one tactic against the Broncos now, right?
Hit him in the ribs. Hit him in the ribs.
You take Reynolds out, you take the Broncos out.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a lot of good young players, but he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
So Titans had the lead. They eventually lost. I don't know. They were never going to win this fucking thing. You know why? Because Justin Holbrook might be shitter than Adam O'Brien.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Look.
Mate, people were queuing up for this guy when he was in England.
Yeah. And I know he just came off an 18th century clog making apprenticeship. He left that to come to...
That's a big sacrifice.
Yeah, that's a huge sacrifice. Because, I mean, he was specializing in large novelty clogs too.
Oh, wow.
That they put out in front of Dutch shops and stuff, and you stand in them and get your picture taken.
When he went a novelty croc, that was a bridge too far.
Yeah, that was never going
to
work.
Nah, he was trying to cross over.
No one wants a novelty croc.
Nah, you get two different time periods, mate.
Although I did see a Korean woman in high-heeled crocs the other day. And I don't know.
Got aroused.
Yeah, it kind of did something for me.
What colour were they?
Pink. Really bright fucking pink.
High-heeled crocs.
Yeah. And a puffy jacket. She was about 70.
If you're going to wear a pair of high heels, I don't do it often, but...
Commit. Just fucking commit. You're not going for comfort here. You're going for style.
Why would you mix those two genres? Yeah. It makes no sense.
It's fusion.
It's just not right.
It's fusion. It's like a fucking...
I don't understand.
A sushi burger.
And I don't understand how the Titans can win three games in a whole fucking year. They're not that bad. The squad's
well, they've got their halfback too, right? Fogarty's doing all right.
Fogarty. They're just going nowhere, these pricks.
Back to clog making for Holbrook, that's what I say.
Back to clog making. Larry Floyd, are the Broncos for real?
I think so. I think they're a fucking very good side.
They're coming fifth now. Where will they be in seven rounds' time?
I think the Rabbitohs will have the great pleasure of knocking them out of the semis. Ooh. That's my prediction.
Wow.
Yeah. Because there'll be a bit of comeuppance.
If the Rabbitohs play the Broncos in the semis, Cody Walker won't be able to see straight.
He'll fucking explode. He'll just like spontaneous internally combust. There'll just be Reynolds fucking boots on the ground.
We'll just wind him up to the point of fucking just combustion. We'll get to Cody later because he's quite the fuckwit.
Yeah.
Anyway, Broncos are travelling well, and kudos. They play Para at Para, I believe, this Friday night. That's a game.
Yeah, they
I'm
do.
I'm looking forward to that game too.
Yeah, that'll be good.
As we said, some good games this week. Yeah. That's two teams, you know, around the same part of the table there, Para and the Broncos.
Yep.
They've both still got a bit to prove. Para consistency-wise and Broncos, you know, young team. So we're off that origin hump now. We're down over the other side
off
of the hill.
Hump.
We're descending towards the finals. This is when it gets real, people. 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Let's do this. I'm looking forward to it. Now, the Tigers scored 16 points on Sunday.
They did.
And that was good. But they're still not enough to win.
No.
Not enough to get their fourth win.
No.
Against basically Penrith's Jersey flag team.
Yeah.
18-16. Now, it was three tries each, and the Tigers had a crack. But there's two things to note. One, no Crichton, To'o, Luai, Cleary, Yo, Martin.
Closer?
Probably not. You lose to this team.
But hang on. Having said that, Tigers had no Roberts. James Roberts is out too, all right? So let's even it up a bit.
I knew that I would put some money on the Tigers. They lose. The Tigers lose to this team. Mm. Now, the Bulldogs lost to Penrith's Jersey flag team the other week.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But then the interim coach, one Brett Camorley, labels this disrespectful. Now, I've got a couple of things here, Floyd. One, if you think it's disrespectful that they didn't play their origin players, wouldn't you have driven that into your squad before the game so hard?
Oh, yes.
So you would have bored it into their soul so they come out just like fucking Viking berserkers.
Exactly. Like Queenslanders.
Yes. But they lost. Mm. So is it, number one, he didn't use it right. You don't use it at the end of the game, Brett. Use it before the game.
Exactly. Motivation, that's what that's called. Instead, he had him at the Dutch shop at Smithfield taking pictures in the fucking novelty clogs out the front.
He had him getting on the air mattress just as someone deflated it. That's what he had.
Oh, once I said air mattress story here. Once I...
Whatever you got, I reckon I got a better one. Go.
Well, when I used to imbibe in different substances and I was staying at a friend's place because we were at uni, but we didn't fucking go for like a week. and I stay in his joint, and I'm sleeping on an air mattress on the ground, but it's slowly deflated. So every fucking hour, I'd have to wake up and blow it back up.
Mate, I lived like that for 18 months.
Yeah?
I slept on an air mattress for 18 months.
That 4 a.m. blow up, man, that's the hardest play in the book.
You know what I used to do quite often? When what? It really deflated, when it got like less than half full, instead of blowing it up, I'd literally just lie on the floor and put the air mattress over me as an extra fucking blanket.
Mate. You could run hobo classes. That's yeah. fucking...
It was a Hoover blanket. That's what that shit was.
That's excellent.
Hobo now, it wasn't actually an air mattress, but many, many years ago, I was at the Fairfield Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Fairfield Showground. Yep. Everyone's gone there once. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Pork knuckle.
Yes, and Steins.
And a stein of beer.
Fistful of Steins. So they had this thing there for kids, and it was like this big inflatable worm. It was giant. I'm talking 20 meters of worm. Big inflatable thing.
Yeah.
And you could walk inside it, apparently. I didn't want to do it because I've got, as you know, I've got birthing issues.
Yeah,
but
and worm issues.
And worm issues. And some of them are related and overlap. But anyway. Yeah. So instead of that, what we were doing while kids were inside this huge worm, which was about, you know, the top of it was a good 5 foot, is we were just running up, pissed, and jumping on the worm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then because it was so inflated, when we jumped on it, we just bounced like 10 meters. We just go flying with our steins.
Yeah.
How's that not funny, right?
It's hilarious.
So we get to the end of the night.
Physical comedy.
And the worm carny is deflating the worm. You know, he's turned off the fucking blower thing.
Yeah.
But one of my very good friends, Roy, hasn't realized, because the worm's still standing, but it's not airtight anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he runs, and he's a big man too. He's about 6'4". He runs and just goes face first into the worm, which just collapses under him, and his chin goes into a tent peg or a Jesus. Worm peg.
Fucking hell.
And then we have to drive him to emergency.
Just drop him off?
Well, we did, but on the way we stopped at 7-Eleven and we were so pissed off that the night was over because of him. We made him go in and buy us some shit. We were directing him from the car.
Yeah, fucking hell.
But anyway, it was quite the injury.
There was opportunity for a bit of pork knuckle surgery there.
Yeah.
Just to rip the fucking scab off the pork knuckle and just fucking jam it on his chin. Jam the crackling.
And I also had my good friend from school, Rob, who was a copper for a while. And another time I was at the Fairfield Oktoberfest, I'm just sitting in the old trotting track grandstand, just having a quiet beer, trying to impress some young lady. And then I look out the track and there's a naked young lady running around the track with my mate Rob chasing her in full police uniform.
Fuck it, hell.
It's a shame it doesn't exist anymore. All right.
Yeah.
Brett Camorley.
Yep.
Get your fucking motivation and your aftermatch sprays fucking sorted. Now, our good friend Biff.
Yep.
Who's currently in Thailand.
Still?
I assume being a degenerate, but that's just an assumption. He has sent me some fucking outrage. Now, as you know, he's a Tigers. There's a tragic, and then there's, like, this guy's, I think he actually lives for the depression at this point.
I get that.
Like,
understand that, having come from.
If they came good, yeah, you would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they come good, you just kind of got nothing to complain about.
He won't know what to do.
And life's not as fun when you're not complaining.
He just won't know what to do. So even over there and wherever the fuck he is, he sends me, what could possibly go wrong with that Tigers 5-year coaching plan? I mean, Benji and Robbie have years of coaching experience under their belts. What a fucked up commitment to make for half a decade.
Yeah.
Now, we're not young men.
No, they might see him out. They might see him out.
He hasn't got that much time. And I think he's starting to feel, this is Biff, not Benji or Robbie, he's starting to feel his own mortality here, and he's thinking if they put 5 years into Benji and fucking Robbie Farah,
look,
and then that goes shit, which it will.
Yeah.
How many more coaching changes have I got? How many more James Roberts have I got in me?
Has he ever considered changing teams?
No. You're talking about a guy who used to sit. Do you remember at when the Maggies played at Arana Park?
Yeah,
do you remember that fucked fucking grandstand they had, which was just a glorified fucking set of steps.
Yeah.
No roof, nothing.
Yeah.
He'd sit out there and watch every game.
Yeah. But that was the Magpies, right?
Yeah. Well, West Tigers. Yeah. That's his genesis.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Look.
He did see Danny Peacock. Remember Danny Peacock?
Yeah.
Ex-West fullback. He did see him dislocate his hip once. And it was so bad, his right leg was like the leg of a clock, and he could kick himself in the back of the head.
Jesus Christ.
Just spin around. That's he was like a fucked up Ken doll.
Jesus. That's insane.
Yeah, we could talk West stories all day, Trevor Cogger.
Yeah, on this, it might be the worst idea in the world. They have history and culture, right? Those two. Yeah. Sheen's...
I'm more up on Benji than Robbie.
Yeah. Definitely. Benji, I think, might have some of that fucking Wayne Bennett, you know, the way that Wayne Bennett's able to relate to the player. I think he can do that.
I think
he can weave that kind of magic.
I think they'll be the New Zealand 17 pretty soon.
Yeah.
The Kiwi players will love playing for him.
Yeah. And plus, they got amazing juniors coming through.
Oh, fuck, I've been hearing that for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Well.
Here's the thing of Benji. If nothing else, he must be committed to the court. The guy has his own fucking TV show now.
Mm.
Straight out of retirement.
Yeah.
He has a show called...
Benji. Yeah.
Original title, dickheads. And it's okay. Like, it's not the worst thing I've seen.
Right. No.
So it's not like he's hard up for post-career options here. He's doing all right on TV.
Mm.
And he's decided to commit to this. Sheens, is this good?
Oh.
How old is this guy?
Yeah, that's the thing. The old
guys. He looks
good, but. Yeah, he does. He looks good. But the old guys are a bit.
But that's the
behind the times as far as the newest and latest coaching and conditioning methods are coming up, you know?
He's 71.
Oh, fuck. But, you know, he'll employ good people under him. He's not senile yet.
Mick Potter's 58. He looks like he's 12.
You must have a fucking better TV than me.
Jesus Christ. He looks the same as when he played.
But yeah, look, Robbie, I don't trust. I think he'd try to white out you. I've always seen him in that role. I think he did it to Madge.
Yeah, I totally agree. 100%. Robbie's always about Robbie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's done it to a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Tim Sheens is 178 centimetres and 5'10".
Yeah, well, that's important when you're coaching.
Same height and weight as me, essentially. He's 71.
He's done well. He's probably a vegan.
Timbo, he's looking good. I think the combination of the old with Sheens and Benji's maybe.
I think they had to try something new.
Yep.
There aren't that many new coaches coming through, right? Everyone's after Seraldo, but who knows if Seraldo's going to be any good? You just don't know. There aren't that many good coaches out there, as is seen in the NRL at the moment. They're fucking, you know, there's what, three coaches lost their jobs already and looking at another three to go.
Here's the thing with Benji.
Go on.
Great player, obviously. But
yeah,
he was
even quite... greater guy.
Yeah, great guy. Oh, epic human being. That's what he is. He was at times, particularly say when he played for Saints, extremely frustrating because he was an all or nothing player. Like he'd go for the money ball all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of coaches despaired coaching Benji Marshall.
Yeah.
When on the third tackle he goes for the cutout pass.
The flick pass, the no look flick.
Like, and I just wonder how that's going to translate to coaching.
Mm.
Where mistakes kill teams like
that. Yeah, play a natural game versus some structure. He's very unstructured, right?
Maybe Sheens is the structure.
Yeah. No, maybe Robbie's going to be the structure.
No, Robbie's going to be stealing shit.
He's selling it on eBay.
I'd be much more up on it if it was Benji and Sheens and no Farrah.
Yeah.
I feel that he's just got a hold on them, Farrah. They feel obligated to have him around.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a young player, if you're an Adam Dewey of the world, you think Benji's going to be coaching you, you'd be pretty stoked, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. And Dewey was the fucking their diamonds on the weekend. Yeah. He played unreal.
He's a good player, we know that. So interesting times at the Tigers. All right, we got two to go, Floyd.
All right, well, just when we were talking about actual winning and losing, when your team loses a lot, right, from when South got reinstated right up until like 2007, I think we made our first final and we floundered around till we got Madge. In 2012, 13, 14, we started coming good and have been pretty good ever since, except for 1 or 2 years. But in those early years, you had a lot to complain about.
Yes.
in those later years, you didn't.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
And you like complaining.
I do. And I ended up being like this, and I know you'll appreciate this. Because this is how I ended up, this is the shit I ended up complaining about.
Yes, thank you. Okay, let's get started. Welcome to Rageaholics Anonymous.
What? Rageaholics?
George, this can help you.
Hey, I am not here for rage. I'm here for revenge.
Excuse me. We have a no yelling policy at these meetings.
Excuse me. Am I talking to you, Pinhead? Am I?
Please don't call me Pinhead.
I'm losing it!
He took you to Rageaholics. Why?
This is probably because this whole universe is against me.
You got a little rage.
I know. And now they want me to bottle it up. It makes me so mad!
By the way, my bad naked demo didn't quite work.
This bread has nuts in it!
So the bread has nuts in it, folks.
Raiders! Ray Carney's Raiders.
Carney, where are you, Carney?
You're fucking loser.
You are. He's obviously invented the perfect masturbating machine.
It's taken him decades.
Yeah, it has.
We can't use that claw anymore.
Nah.
Just...
Well, he's back from Turkey. You saw some of the footage he sent back.
Yeah.
Fuck, it looked good over there, though.
Looked all right, didn't it? Raiders, 20. Yep. Storm, 16. These two teams actually don't fucking like each other,
yeah,
man.
That's
a thing. So, three straight losses for the Storm. They haven't done that since 2015.
That's unreal. I love it.
Isn't that an amazing stat?
But yeah.
7 years since they've lost three in a row.
Yeah.
It's 7 years since the Dogs fucking turned up for three in a row.
Yeah.
Three tries each. As we said, I like Ryan Papenhuyzen.
I like him too.
So, fractured kneecap. See ya. He's injury prone.
Mm.
He's a skinny man who plays hard.
He's little, yeah. You play hard, you break. That's the motto that goes with him. There's nuts in his bread.
Yeah, he's got nuts in his bread. The finish of this was wild. What about that James Schiller try, the kick?
Yeah, yeah, he runs out and then back in.
That was something.
Yeah, that was good.
That was something. And then our boy, Xavier Savage.
Xavier, please.
Whatever. Great tackle on Jerome Hughes, save a try.
Yeah,
he's starting
to
come
good. That was very good, actually.
Did you see the phantom whistle?
This fucking thing, man.
I tell you, whoever did it, they nailed it.
Yeah.
They got that ref whistle. So if you didn't see this, the Storm were on the attack, very close to the Raiders' line.
The Raiders were standing on their line
and someone,
defending.
Someone blows a whistle in the crowd, but does the classic ref's whistle.
Yeah.
And about three of the Raiders blokes just stopped.
Stopped because they thought it was a fucking penalty.
And who was it? Tarpany, I think it was, literally just...
Yeah, turns to the ref.
Like, what's going on? And
Harry Grant dives in.
Yeah. Grant does that, go right, turns around, goes, there's no one there because we're all standing there looking at the ref.
This is a fucking abomination. I know you like this shit.
I was impressed at how good the whistle was.
Yeah, it's a good whistle.
Like, it was dead on.
I'm really spewing, I guess, it went for the Storm. If it went against them, I went, bring it on.
Is this going
to
spread?
You'd have whistle day.
Is this going to spread?
Well, that's a fucking problem for the NRL, isn't it? If it does spread... what happens? You're going to have to fucking take the points off the team that wins. You have to.
But then how about, so Souths are playing Melbourne in a semi in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So you go down there and you do it when Melbourne are on the attack because Melbourne will get punished.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just flip it on its ass.
That's true too. It'd be worth getting a fucking lifetime ban for that.
Yeah, so they say, right, if your fans do this, you lose.
Yeah.
So, I'm telling you, if the Dogs manage to make a semi somehow next year and I'll play in Melbourne, I'd go down there in a Melbourne jersey.
With a whistle.
With a whistle. I'll blow the fucking whistle.
Yeah.
I'll let them score a try and then it'd be the kerfuffle afterwards.
Fucking earth. Yeah?
You can't stop this shit.
It's insane, eh?
Yeah.
So, how do they deal with it then? What do they do? You're
going to have to frisk everyone.
Is it frisking? Metal detector. Like a...
Sniffer dogs.
Like a LA high school. Whistle-sniffing dogs.
I might just be an honor system. You got a whistle on you, bro? Nah.
Mm, yeah.
US. Every time I enter the US and they seriously at the airport, they ask you, are you planning to commit an act of terrorism? No, sir.
No.
On your way.
Well, I was until you asked me.
Fuck. You got me. Jesus. Canberra are good when they play these top teams. They dig in.
Yeah.
Like they play the Warriors this week. They should kill them.
Yep.
But it's not. You're not certain they will, right?
But
when they play these, certain. When they play the good teams, they fucking tear in Canberra.
Yeah.
Now they're coming 10th still.
Yeah, that's right. They had a few bad fucking weeks, but how's Asafa Solomona's fucking shoulder to the head?
Well, we got to backtrack that because first you had Rapana getting sin bin. I didn't have a huge problem with him getting sin bin.
No.
Like, all right, fair enough. That's the age we're in.
Yeah.
But then Nelson's shoulder fucking just kills.
Straight into the head.
Yep.
No, fuck, there was a penalty on field. He stays on.
Yeah.
Tarek Sims did the same thing and got 2 weeks for it. Nelson. Asafa Solomona got fucking...
Jack shit.
$1,800 fine.
Yeah.
And free to play against Souths.
How did he get in the bin? Now, if a Raiders player goes on the floor and rolls around and has a sook for 5 minutes, does he go to the bin?
Yeah, he has to, right?
What's this shit? Well, come on, man.
Get your whistle out.
Fuck.
Get your whistle.
That looked a bit incongruous, man. Like,
can I tell you... I'll tell you something. And I was going to save this for the Souths game because we're playing a home game on Saturday night.
Against the Storm.
Against the Storm, which we haven't done for ages. And you came to the last one, I think.
I might come to this one.
Well, I'm having colonoscopy on Monday, right?
Jesus.
And so on Saturday, I have to start taking all these laxatives and stuff. So
no, I'm not going.
I'm not sure that I'll be going. But if I do go, I'm going with the express purpose of diarrheaing a cupcake into my hand. Because you know how close to the tunnel I sit.
Very.
And just whipping it on the fucking Asafa Solomona's bald head
as he runs out. You want that guy chasing
him? He's not chasing me. Once he gets a whiff of that. This is not chasing anyone, man.
I'd at least take a whistle for protection.
Yeah.
Melbourne, I don't think, can win the competition without Ryan Pappenhausen. I don't think they can.
What? Nick Meaney's playing fullback.
But Pappenhausen...
He's okay, but Pappenhausen's got fucking triple X factor, man. He's pornography.
He really does, man.
Yeah. He's Amsterdam.
Yeah. I don't think they can win it without him.
No. I don't either.
And they'll still play well. Right? They'll gut it out. We'll be impressed at times at how good they are.
Hopefully not next week.
When he gets to the crunch, I think he's essential to them. There's Munster and then there's Pappenhausen.
Yeah.
He's absolutely essential to them. I just think they lose so much attack. I'll tell you, if you said, write me a list of guys you don't want to mark in the NRL.
Yeah.
Like just straight mark. I know forwards don't technically mark each other, but he's not a forward anyway. Justin Ollum.
Mm.
That guy is balls to the wall the way he runs, man. Yeah. I would fucking hate to be lining up against him.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy when you go out for a game and you look across, particularly if you're an outside back, and you see Justin Ollum.
He's just a ball of fucking rage and muscle.
He runs once at you.
Yeah.
Because he just goes back fence every time.
Yeah.
And he runs these killer lines.
And he's not tall either, so he'd be hard to put down.
Makes it harder. Yeah. It's just his freaking cannonball coming at you. I would hate to mark Justin Ollum, man. Yeah. I would much rather have someone much bigger running at me than
At least you can get him around the ankles.
Or just there's something to hit.
Yeah.
There's nothing hit on Ollum, and he just comes at you like a freight train, man.
Exocet.
Yeah. Good player.
Yeah, good very player. Good.
All right, let's get to it,
let's
Floyd.
Do it.
Let's get to it. South Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Scored 36 points.
They did.
And they won on Sunday night. 6:15 kickoff.
Yep,
fuck you, NRL.
Like, against your Bulldogs.
On a Sunday night. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Bulldogs 28, Souths 36. Dogs were up with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Fuck, they scored some good tries.
Yeah, they did.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Tane Milne, man. Oh. Jesus Christ. That fucking prick.
Yep, let's start there. That try we scored down the... Well, we tore you apart down your right side all night because Campbell Graham's
not there.
But you had Tane Milne. Oh, my God. What about that try where Burton, our young bloke, our guy in his second game, the double left foot step, and Tane turns to chase him. I have turned a fucking bus quicker than that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That was
a fucking P&O cruise.
Declan
after
Casey.
Drunk Karen's fallen overboard.
He's so slow. Declan Casey stepped him and then just stepped him again for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
He's just fucking atrocious, man. On the dog side, can we start with the dogs?
Yeah, why not?
They're showing some little signs here. Avarillo at fullback.
Yeah.
Maybe a thing.
Yeah.
Mick Potter is letting them play footy.
Yeah.
Like, just letting them play a little bit.
That's great.
Young Benji's brother, who's off to the Dolphins, has turned into a good little hooker.
Yeah.
He almost refused to run the ball 2 years ago. Yeah. Now he's not a bad little player. To Potter's credit, he's even got blokes like Paul Vaughan, who's pissing off to England at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He's a one-year player at the Bulldogs. Yeah. He's playing hard.
He's going all right. Yeah. Like,
he's got these guys going. Like, I'm quite impressed with what he's done with them. Carraz is going to be good. He didn't play in this game, but Shoop. Carraz and Shoop should be our centers for the next decade.
Yeah.
They're both good players. As we said, Avarillo. We've got Addo Carr for next year. Even Flanagan's playing okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He rolled up Cody, didn't he?
Well, Cody's a fuckwit. Like, honestly.
He's got to control himself.
He's an absolute dickhead. So, dogs are starting. You know, we got Kickout coming. We got Reed Marnie coming.
Yeah.
Probably a new coach coming.
Man, I like Kickout. He's one of the best forwards in the fucking game.
Oh, that Penrith bloody Tigers game. It was Kickout just destroyed him.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a fucking one-man wrecking ball.
Fucking animal.
So, dogs scored 5. And that's the thing. They're scoring points now, the dogs.
Yeah.
Like, the thing was, in the Dean Pay era, I didn't mind Dean Pay.
Mm.
We'd play hard and we'd lose all these close games, but you're not going to win many games when you're averaging 12 points a game.
Yeah.
Like, you got to score some points.
That's right.
Now we're actually scoring points.
Well, you put 28 on us.
Yeah. On the other hand, this game pretty much came down to Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
He was doing some shit.
He just...
Defend on Addo Carr.
Mate, that was... Have you seen Doctor Strange?
Yes.
You know, when the fucking... That warlock hits him in the chest and his fucking spirit comes out of his body. That's what he did to Addo Carr.
Then he gets Burton. He's a big lad, Burton. He's a big boy.
He sat him on his ass.
That was somewhat personal. Burton was playing in Latrell's spot, I guess.
Yeah, well, Latrell said that.
Yeah, but he can shut up with that. I mean, he chose not to play.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, shut the fuck up.
But when Burton hit him, and knocked him down, there was an elbow in the face. Mm. Not many people saw that. That's what Latrell was spewing about.
Ah, whatever.
I knew you were going to say that.
Now, that cutout ball he threw on the left to Alex Johnson.
Oh, was fucking sublime.
Mate, that was pretty good.
And that solo try he scored.
God, he's polarizing, but Latrell. Like, as you know, I obviously have many Bulldogs fans in my life.
Yeah.
And the fucking hate... for Latrell during and after that game.
Beautiful.
He's a polarizing figure, man.
Yeah.
He'll never be liked. I can guarantee you that.
I love him. He's the player that if he's on your fucking team, you absolutely fucking love him. Yeah. If he plays for anyone else, you fucking hate him.
And much like we just said about Pappenhausen at Melbourne, Souths can't do shit without him.
Oh, no. You have
to have him.
The leader. I mean, he is an elite player. He's in the top 3 players of the whole fucking code, you know? And if you got a guy like that, You have to fucking, you know,
his strength follow him.
It's bewildering.
Insane.
Yeah.
Now, I've told this before, but his first Origin game when he was a kid, he's 18 or 19, and fucking Chambers is at him the whole game. Will Chambers, legendary sledger.
Yeah.
And one time in the second half, Latrell just picks him up. Like, Latrell is behind him and he picks Chambers up when he's got the ball, holds him in the air and he's laughing. This is when he's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's way bigger now.
Yeah.
And he just drops him.
He's a beast, man.
He's got fucking abnormal strength, mate.
Being a Souths fan and a Souths follower, like, you know, I follow, they've been putting out a lot of videos on the Souths website and they made their way onto Instagram and stuff. And you can see the training that he's done and the dedication he's actually put in to his profession is, he's matured a lot, is what I'm saying.
He's looking probably the best he's ever looked.
Yeah. There's one where he's with the NFL guy, and he's a stepping coach. This guy's a stepping coach, and he's teaching him to step. And that's, I think you'd really like that video. He's just fucking double stepping off each side, and the guy's just pulling him back, going, nah, this is what you need to do. And he's a talisman, but he's like I'm saying, he's in the top 3 players of the fucking NRL. If he's not number one,
yeah. On the other hand, Cody Walker. He's a worry, isn't he?
He's a firebrand, yeah.
Like, you just don't know what you're going to get out of this guy. He's so easy to fucking rile, man. Like,
Flanagan just ran up to him and said something and gave him a bit of a shove and he lost his shit.
Yeah, we'd scored a try. I mean, how many times do you see guys in a score? Penrith shit talk every time they score a try.
Yeah.
Like, Cody's just got to get it together a bit, man. Because when it gets to the big games, teams will just know they can just bait him and get him off his game.
Oh, man. You watch the next fucking three or four. We're playing the top four, right?
You play Penrith, Luai will just be at him the whole game.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good sledger. He's constantly booked.
Munster next week is just going to fucking...
He's got to pull it back in because everyone just knows, and he does get distracted.
The problem here with Cody is he's 30, right? Latrell's, what, 25? Now, they share the same manager, and they're going into contract talks at the same time. So they're coming together, like, as a package deal. So to keep Latrell, you're going to have to sign Cody, right? So that's the problem. And look, Cody on his day and with Latrell is a much, much better player.
Yeah.
You know, he's an elite 5'8". But, yeah, both of them are hotheads, and both of them need to keep a lid on.
I was wondering if Latrell would just be better without him.
Yeah.
Without Cody, because, mate, he's got fucking issues.
He likes his boys, though, you know.
Demetrio.
Yeah, I'm not
You're ready still to... in?
Yeah, because I look at the Warlock, Todd Payton, and last year he was fucking terrible, but this year he's got him humming, you know. So I think Demetrio needs a year or two before... I reserve my judgment on Demetrio.
What about your ex... Your ex-rabbit, George Burgess.
Oh, into rehab.
Got into rehab.
Yeah.
The Burgesses, they are a reality TV show at this point, the Burgess brothers. They honestly are.
Yeah.
They're just a fucking reality show.
That's, yeah. I don't know what it is, and allegedly, he's in rehab. He's definitely in rehab. I would think, I don't know what it is, but I'd say coke. I'm not saying it is, but how much coke would it take to get that fucking rhino humming? Jesus. They'd have to be like fucking Scarface level.
Yeah. I watched that recently too.
Yeah, I know.
What a... In the words... I still think the best quote in Scarface is when he's just losing his mind, he's in the spa and he just goes, you know what capitalism is? Getting fucked. I'm like, yep. Pretty much. Souths are an intriguing team.
Yeah.
With Latrell back... I've got to say, I've got no vested interest in Souths, obviously. With Latrell back, they're suddenly interesting.
You got a vested interest.
Yeah, I like watching them lose because it shits you. But they are suddenly interesting now that Latrell's back.
Yeah.
Like, they have definitely...
Yeah, yeah. It's... Look, even when... Look, I remember a couple of years ago when we were doing the potty and Latrell had that game for the Roosters where he scored like 5 tries. Mm. And you were saying this guy is going to be the best in the comp. You were saying that. You're going, look at this kid. He's fucking unbelievable. And he had the most unbelievable game. And I think you're right. I think if he stays healthy and he keeps his fucking head on, he will be the best in the comp. Now, having said that, we're playing the Storm. And the Storm are renowned for sending a posse out to kill your best player.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just everyone keep an eye on what they do to Latrell to shut him down. And I am seeing, I reckon, an Asa Fasola fucking that cunt that I'm going to cupcake in the head with diarrhea.
Now, the boys, the one who gets him is Kaufusi.
Yeah, Kaufusi, yeah. Kaufusi's Watch those one. Two on Latrell because they will go dirty.
Yeah.
Because they have to, Storm have to win this. This is, it'll be, I think, 4 in a row is unprecedented for them.
Yes, they'll come out hard. And 1 week on from the Papenhuyzen injury, they'll want to show that they're still real.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm just saying, everyone, watch for the fucking posse, the headhunters come after Latrell.
Good week of footy this week, mate.
Yeah.
Some good games coming. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Get on it. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us. If you're here, you're hardcore.
Fucking respect. We were hardly here.
So next week, we don't know what's happening. We've got a few, what's our thing called? Our college?
The Institute.
The Institute of 4020s and Goal Line Defence is under review next week.
Mm.
So we'll have to be taking some meetings there.
Mm.
But it's possible we come out on Monday. Ooh. Put it out Monday night. That's very possible. Oh, but I'm going for my colonoscopy and they're giving me a general anaesthetic. And I'm going for colonoscopy and endoscopy. So in the throat and in the ass. So hopefully they do the throat first.
A lot of people pay money for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am. I am too. I'm paying like $2,000.
Jesus. Why do you tell me this shit?
I hope they just do the throat first, right? They can't do the ass then the throat.
I'd just be more interested if they use the same device.
Yeah, well, wipe it down is all I'm saying.
At least.
And why, then you just, why not throw in a fecal transplant while you're there?
At least give you a hand job something.
The indignity.
Well, it's nice knowing you.
Yeah, all right. Mm. So, yeah, keep your eyes out for next week. But
if Larry's alive and if Ray re-emerges.
Re-emerges.
We'll do a fucking podcast.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening. Cheers. See you next week. Oh.